expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is your host, Reverend Michael D. McDuffie. Welcome to the Mike Radio Show here on DDV Radio. We come to you every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And we come to you every single Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, sharing kingdom truths and truths that can change and transform society. I am not preaching a gospel that's based on what people think or what people say. I go right to the whole, what I call the root of the matter, and deal with the true ministry of the gospel of the kingdom. Now, if you have your Bible, I need you to go to John, the sixth chapter, John chapter 6, verses 26 through 29. I'm going to give you the key to working the kingdom supernaturally. There is a major key to working the kingdom supernaturally. I also welcome my Might Live audience, 1,062. On how can I work the works of God. I'm on Mike Live, and I'm also on www.mikebroadcastddv.com every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. I'm excited because I'm learning to appreciate the very relationships that God has brought to me in this season and in this hour. I've learned in this hour that God is doing a work that has not been done before. God is doing a work that's unique, that's different, and probably more supernatural than anything else. And as you know, I am an apostle of radical change. I'm an apostle and prophet of not trying to do it the way everybody else do it. I believe the earth is full of people, 7 billion people, and no two people got the same fingerprint. No people have the same look. And no two people got the same style. And so a lot of our churches, a lot of what we do is based on one person doing it, and we just follow the same old model and keep passing that same model down. And that is not the way that God has created us. 7 billion people, and no two got the same fingerprint. I want to know, why isn't the church creative? Why doesn't the church think of other ministries outside of the box? God bless you, Robert Stewart. God bless you, Sharon Pickney. God bless you, Janine. God bless you, Tracy. God bless you, to Sean Wells, and looking forward to some other people jumping online. I'm learning as I get older in life, there are so many demons. We just ate breakfast together, you and your wife and myself. So glad to meet this family. I'm going to use that example today as I talk about my show today. And Sharon, we have been so tied into trying to do the same thing that everybody does, and that is our greatest weakness. Our greatest weakness is always trying to carbon copy everybody. I didn't say we're not similar. I didn't say we didn't preach the same kingdom. I didn't say that it wasn't possible to be done. I'm saying that our weakness is we don't know how to discern the Lord's body and to appreciate differences and understand how the kingdom works. And if we really understand the power of discerning the body of Christ and understand how the kingdom works, we will be able to live longer, we'll be more successful, we will build what I call a spider-type web of ministry connectivity. We will not be limited just to our Sunday morning crowd or the people that clap for us. We'll be able to go across the globe and be able to do what God wants us to do at the time that needs to be done. And so we start to learn, and we're just here. Well, what we learn is that the love of God causes us to appreciate the very people that God sends towards us. Now, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to get into this lesson like never before. And as you know, I named this message today, How Do I Work the Works of God? And I'm teaching you how the supernatural work and how does it operate. And you're going to learn that supernatural works very, very plainly. It works quite naturally if we understand how it functions. But when it functions, it comes up against our prejudices. When it functions, it comes up against our short-minded thinking. When it functions, it won't bother our biases. It will do it our prejudice. If it functions the way it's supposed to, it's going to do something that we're not used to. So when you start talking about, understand the will of God, it's more than just rebuking sex sins and looking holy and looking like you've been sucking on prune juice. Obeying God means you have to talk to people that you probably didn't feel like talking to. You probably have to sit down with people who you probably never decided to sit down with. Probably when it comes to building the kingdom and working the works of God, you may have to connect with individuals you thought would never be in your circle. You may be Pentecostal and you have to speak to one that's Baptist. You might be Baptist and God might force you to speak to someone that's a Catholic. You might be Catholic and speak to someone that belongs to the Charismatic Church or the Word of Faith Church. You might be Presbyterian and God wants you to speak to a Methodist. But because it's not the immediate circle, you tend to cancel it, overlook it, or try to put together your program which only contains the people that you agree with and you see eye to eye. I'm here to destroy the spirit of sameness and really focus on unity. Do not confuse sameness with unity. Sameness and unity are two totally different things. And the church is so immature, she can't deal with anyone unless they see it the same way they see it. And I don't believe that. I believe it's the hour we have to unify and be diversified, even though we do proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way to the Father. But there is a wise way to embrace and network with individuals who might not see things the way that you see it. We'll start with the top level, which is the body of Christ, and drop to the lower level, who are community groups, nonprofits, and even political leaders that you might not see everything eye to eye. Hello, Elisa Brown. Hello, Sherry Pickney. So true, she says. And so I'm going to use some things I just done today. I sat down with this beautiful family, Mr. Clement and his wife and family today, and they began to sharpen me as I sharpened them. It wasn't me overlooking them, and they overlooked me. We sat down as brothers and sisters and shared our testimony of the kingdom and strengthened one another. And I've gained, I feel, another family trend, family, not just the people in your circle, not just folks in your face on a Sunday morning, but some people that's outside of your state, some folks that live in another state, some people that's passing through and they connected to Pastor McDuffie because of social media, because of my live, because of my radio broadcast, because I am determined to get outside of the four-wall building on a Sunday morning and take this anointing I have and share with other people outside of my Jerusalem. Now, I've been telling you more and more, every time you hear me speak and teach, I've been sharing with you about the power of connectivity and the power of embracing people that God sends your way and able to discern the difference. In the book of John, chapter 6, and what I'm going to do first, I'm going to first go to 1 Corinthians 11. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 11. Then I'll go to John, chapter 6. And I'm going to show you something that's going to be able to revolutionize how you see ministry. And what we consider to be successful models of ministry might be only successful models for that particular person due to the fingerprint connectivity that God has given them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, if you start at verse 17 out the NIV Bible, and this is the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Corinth, he says, "In the following directives, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good." This is Paul telling off the very church that he apostled and that he founded. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions, all right, so it says, among you. And it's so bad, I believe it, and to some extent, I believe it. No doubt, there have to be difference among you to show which of you have God's approval. When you come together, or it means the Lord's Supper, it is not the Lord's Supper you eat. For as you eat, each of you goes ahead without waiting for anyone else. One remains hungry as another one gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you for this? For I receive. Now, watch the famous communion supper scripture we quote every first Sunday in our church. Hello, Gwendolyn. Hello, Teresa Stratford. For I receive from the Lord what I also pass unto you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." This cup is the new covenant, which means in order for there to be a new, there has to be an old. All right? This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unrespectful manner will be guilty of sin against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many among you are weak and sick. Watch this. And a number of you, watch this, y'all, fall asleep before your time. But if we judge ourselves, we will not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. So then, my brother, when you come together to eat, wait for each other. Now, this is very deep, and I want to talk a little bit about how to work the works of God. And I'm going to connect the dots to show you Mr. Lanier Williams. Vern, God bless you. I'm going to show you Frank Sanders. I'm going to show you Jose Morales. I'm going to show you that this is why we don't see a lot of signs, wonders, and miracles in the body of Christ, because the body of Christ have not learned the true meaning of the term discernment. And we have deduced this scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 to 33, down to one day out of a month on the first Sunday, not knowing that 1 Corinthians chapter 11 finds itself inside of a book where the Apostle Paul is rebuking the church at Corinth. There were major problems going on at the church at Corinth. But watch how deep this is. This church had the gifts of the Spirit in operation. Signs, wonders, and miracles was taking place. But if you read the whole full contextual setting of 1 Corinthians, the whole book, you would notice there are a few things that kept popping up. The folks at this church were childish. They were immature. They were fighting over the tongues gift. They were trying to see who speaks in better tongues. They were out of order. They were very confused. I believe that in some texts, the husband sat in front of the church and some of the wives sat in the back and interrupted some of the church services. There was no explanation or interpretation of the spiritual things going on. There was more into the sound of the tongues. There was a lot of confusion going on in the church at Corinth. They even had eating contests. Who can get drunk the fastest? Who can eat the food, spit up, and eat again? This was some wild, nasty stuff going on at the church at Corinth. But catch how deep this is. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2, Paul still addressed these fleshly believers as saints and believers. He doesn't call them unsaved. He don't say they're going to hell. He tries to bring what you call love's correction and tries to be firm as a father of a ministry to bring true alignment. And so he deals with the gifts of the Spirit in this whole book of 1 Corinthians, the whole chapter. He deals with doing things in order. He talks about maturity. He speaks about growing up. He speaks about preferring one another before yourself. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13 talks about love. Love is the greatest motivation of why you do the things you do. Corinthians also speaks of someone who understands the ministry of the whole body and is not just one person. So 1 Corinthians chapter 11 really speaks of the order of the family. It talks about God the Father being the head of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ being the head of the husband, and the husband being the head of the wife, and the wife, and that it sets up family order about submission and putting things in proper alignment. All right, then you start talking about the Lord's Supper. All right, that's where I'm at. In the Lord's Supper, we have deduced and reduced the scripture down to a piece of bread and a little cap of wine on a Sunday morning. This is what we do to everything when it comes to the Bible. We reduce it and we deduce it according to American culture and what folks taught us in our church circles, which might have been erroneous. Let me blow your whistle and let me bust a couple of bubbles. The American way that we do church has nothing to do with biblical setting. Nothing. It's just what we do as American Christians. There's no such thing as a Sunday morning service at 11 o'clock. That's just what we do. They held church every day, temple to temple, house to house, without one set building, because church was considered a people. And so the apostles and prophets was the foundational leaders to raise up other evangelistic ministries, pastoral ministries, teacher ministries, so the fivefold can expand ministry throughout all of Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth. So church took place more than just inside of a building. It took place on street corners. It took place all over the world. This is my son, T. Torres. God bless you, son. Love you. Crystal Johnson, love you. And so when you get caught up in an American model, we think if someone missed church on Sunday morning, they can't be fed. They can't be pastored. They can't be taught and equipped. That's not true. The church has to change her model thinking. But because we have an American style of church, we got church locked down the one day out of the week on a Sunday morning, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and we are really doing ourselves a very disservice. The body of Christ needs to be a place where church is a place of meeting different people, extending the borders, meeting folks that drive trucks, meeting bus drivers, meeting boxers, meeting business owners, meeting Jewish people, meeting even racist folk, and transforming by the glorious gospel of the kingdom. But if we always reduce the church down to a building on a certain day for a couple of hours, we're going to miss the bigger picture. So when you read the scriptures, and when you interpret the scriptures in the New Testament, please put on kingdom eyeglasses and take off your local church eyeglasses. Please put on body of Christ eyeglasses and take off your denominational eyeglasses. Because if you look at the Bible from a limited point of view, you're going to always find your scripture studying in error. You want to be able to make sure that the Bible speaks directly to Jewish people first, then to the Gentiles second, and the main message to the Jews was to embrace this Jewish Messiah, who is Christ Jesus. And if you try to block it, the very gospel itself will roll on top of you. That's exactly, in a nutshell, what it speaks about. Then we'll start talking about the transformating of what the true fellowship is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not the law of Moses. It's not the Jewish tabernacle. It is the consummation and the swallowing and the eating of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he puts importance on that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. He goes on to say, you're supposed to eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord in a respectful manner. The cup of the Lord is the blood. The body is the body of Christ, not just a piece of bread. The bread represents your brother and your sister. The bread represents discerning who they are. So when I eat the bread, when I drink the blood, I'm supposed to have my brother and sister in mind. That means I am very much concerned about my brothers and sisters' needs. I am concerned about their rent. I'm concerned about their mortgage. I'm concerned about their dreams. I'm concerned about their aspirations. I'm concerned about their giftings. See, that's what it means to discern the Lord's body. That means we can look at each other disrespectfully and do it in scriptures and do it looking spiritual. He says, this is not a good thing to do. If you're going to drink blood and eat the bread, you are concerned about your brother and your sister. But to be disrespectful, overlook, don't speak, to be mean and nasty, and then go up and drink a bread and drink a little grape juice out of a cup and eat a little bread from one of the bread and think you're doing the Lord's Supper and the communion, you're not doing anything. You're just as religious as the Pharisees. We have to take apart 1 Corinthians 11 and read it the way it should be read and read it with a proper contextual setting. A man ought to examine himself before he eats the bread and drink of the cup. See, the bread in the cup is symbolic of what is going on at the body of Corinthians. If you're going to do things ceremoniously, you need to stop it, because you need to examine your heart and examine your motives. Why do you do what you do? If I am going to take bread, if I'm going to drink the grape juice or the wine and call it, this is the blood of Jesus. This is the body of Christ. I need to always check out, also check out how I treat my brother and how I treat my sister. If I'm overlooking my brother, overlooking my sister, I don't stand with them. I walk away from them. I don't support them. I'm not concerned about them. What good is that? That's not the son of the Lord's body. That's, you're just drinking juice and eating one of the bread. You might as well get some peanut butter and jelly, because you're not really doing what the scripture says. We're supposed to discern the Lord's body. This is the Lord's body, broken. And the body of Christ is the church. We're supposed to be concerned for each other. That's what it means. I think, and what I told it to the brother today, Brother Damon, and his beautiful wife, who I met today at a place to eat. We fellowship together. And I told him that life is bigger than just building a mega church. It's building a mega people. It is connecting the people and connecting them and finding ways to stay in covenant and finding the ways to support. That's what the body of Christ is about. Through good times, through bad times, through up times, through down times. God bless you, kids and girls, my spiritual daughter. This is what you have to teach the body of Christ. He says you die before your time because you do not discern the Lord's body. Now, I want to park my car there for a few minutes. I want to talk about discerning the Lord's body. What does it mean to discern the Lord's body? It means able to see the giftings and callings that's inside of your fellow neighbor, and building a ministry that is conducive to pushing people into their ministry calls. Not sit around and have church as usual. Not do the same old thing every Sunday. No. Push them to their greatness. Push them to their calling. Push them so they're not comfortable with just being friends with you, but you push them to their greatness. This is what it means to discern the Lord's body. Let me explain what I mean by that. And I got to go back to the history of the Corinthian church. The church at Corinth was a church where the power of God was manifesting. The gifts of the Spirit were in full operation. The problem was it was a spirit of immaturity. Someone was trying to show off their gifts, give it to someone else. They would ignore their neighbor. They would speak in tongues. They, you sit down. I'm a hand. You're not a hand, so I'm better than you. I'm an eye. You're a mouth, so I'm better than you. So they overlook people. They did not discern the Lord's body. So the very giftings and talents that's sitting right next door inside of your neighbor, you walk by them every single day. You're not discerned in the Lord's body. God bless you, DeAndre Nelson, Emmanuel Gasker. God bless both of you for tuning into my live. And so you have to understand that discernment comes by humility. Able to say to yourself, why did God send me this person? Why is this person in my life? All right? We're going to take a break from DBB Radio, and I'm going to continue to go on Mike Live. You've been listening to www.mikebroadcast.com, DBB Radio. We'll come back after this break.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait and switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
Okay. We're back to the Mike Radio Show. Thank you, God. Thank you for my engineer who's just doing this thing here. God bless you, Brother Martin. Doing your thing, brother. God bless you. And thank you that you're also watching Mike Live and listening to the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastddd.com. We'll cut the break out. You can't call in today because I'm holding the phone, calling in live today, but I'm also doing Mike Live through my phone. So I'm doing two different things at the same time. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Caroline. Thank you, Caroline. Thank you, Caroline. Thank you, Jose Morales, my number one fan. Thank you, Monty Grayson. Thank you for watching. And I've been talking about how do you work the works of God. I've been dealing with this bit of discernment. And discernment means to acknowledge that God is trying to bless you through somebody. Discernment means to acknowledge that God is trying to bless you through somebody. And if God puts it in someone to bless you and you ignore the vehicle and the vessel he's using, you can die before your time. You can be sick. 1 Corinthians, I'll read it to you. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 30. And this is what it says. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have died before your time. Now, this is not popular amongst charismatic circles. This is not popular amongst word of faith or apostolic. We don't want to hear stuff like this. We all want to blame God or blame the devil. But according to the scriptures, if you ignore someone and they got a blessing for you, they have a teacher for you, they happen to be your pastor or your covering, and you walk by them and you ignore them and you cut them off, you might have it for your time. You might be sick. You might be weak. And you're blaming the devil and blaming God. And God said, blame yourself because I put it in someone to bless you. But because you did not believe on the one I sent you, you miss your deliverance. You miss your breakthrough. Now, what I just gave you was a bombshell. We live in a society that's quite selfish. We live in what I call the James Evans. Southern society, which of course is the father of good times. He's a very proudful man, a pride man. I can't do it myself, it won't be done. But go to bad shelters, you might end up bad early, because God will make sure you are dependent on other resources besides yourself. So humility allows you to stay open, so whomever God uses to bless you, you have to embrace them. And how that blessing unfolds might take time. You might have to eat dinner with them. You might have to sit down. You might have to pray with them. You might have to set aside some time. Whatever the blessing is coming through, take time out for them, because that's who God is using to bless you. Now, let me tell you what else. It's not going to like people. Has to be discerned at times to know exactly how to do it. Okay? Let me know if I'm back on. Mark, I'm back on. I'll call back. Let me know if I'm back on the line. Just text me. I can hear you. Sometimes my line cuts off. Please forgive me. I might radio if you got cut off. I'm back on. Okay? And just let me know if you can hear me, Brother Mark. I just called you back. I'm on. I hope so. And so discernment knows how to embrace, but it also knows how to distance if that person is harming you or is not good for you. And this is why I understand there's some kind of distance given at certain time. I understand that. But this thing we do in the body of Christ, we shut folks down because they don't look like us. They don't do it like us. They're not doing it the way we think they ought to do it. And we start to distance ourselves, not knowing that the very gift you need is inside the person that you are ignoring. And I said to myself, Lord God, help me not to be that person that ignores the very person that you sent me to be blessed by. Because the Bible here says a very dangerous person. Look at this evangelist, Denise. Look at this, Jose. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30 and 31. He says that is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. Then verse 31 of 1 Corinthians 11 says, but if we had judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. What is the Apostle Paul talking about with the church at Corinth? He is speaking specifically and directly to the local body at the church at Corinth. All the other churches and you and I can learn indirectly, but this letter is written directly to the church at Corinth, because they got some drama going on there that's causing people to die early. They're sick because they're not discerning the Lord's body. Why? Because they're immature. They're trying to speak in tongues out loud. They're cutting folk off because I'm an apostle. You're a evangelist. I want to hear you because you're not like me. You know, you do the same way I do it. And church folk do it all the time. They will cut you off if you don't do it the same way they want it to be done. God is a God of differences. God is a God of administration of diversity. God is a God that does radical different things, and it takes discernment to embrace the Spirit of God, even though the methodology changes, even though it's not what you're used to. You're used to a Sunday morning service, 11 o'clock, out by 1 o'clock. Can't God change what you want to? Can he do something Saturday at 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock? Can God do something Friday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Can God do something Thursday at 2 o'clock in the morning? God can do what he wants to do. He doesn't readjust to accommodate us. We have to readjust to accommodate him. You have to discern the Lord's body. If you plan to work the works of the Lord, we have to ask the Lord to give us discernment. And discernment means being sensitive to what God is doing at the time he's doing it. And when you lock your time zone into his time zone, we get the great crossover, which the cross does, brings us into the kingdom, and the kingdom comes into us. And so 1 Corinthians 11, breaks down the order of the true purpose of communion, which is to discern one another, to understand that Christ Jesus has paid for all of our sins. And it's important that I learn to treat you as a respectful person in the body of Christ, and you treat me as a respectful person in the body of Christ. And as that spirit of respect and honor is exchanged, things open up, treasures open up wide, and premature death can be canceled. It could be stopped. I remember one time, and I hope I didn't say this testimony on this line, but I'll repeat it again. I remember I was sitting in a meeting, and I was ministering to a young lady who says she was struggling between the Muslim faith and the Christian faith. And some folks would say they're all the same. They're not the same. That's not true. That's a political answer. They're not the same. Totally, totally different. Christ is the only way to God the Father through Jesus Christ. Only way. I respect other views, I respect other religions, but when it comes down to it, God is only come through by Jesus the Christ. But you got to deal with things as transition takes place. And so she was telling me, Reverend Duffy, I'm struggling between Muslim and Christianity. I just want to keep on praying and let God open your eyes. There had to be less than 5 minutes after that conversation that someone inside the building was having a stroke. And out of all the folks in the building, they come get me to do the praying. And I said to myself, out of all the folks in this place, why come to Pastor McDuffie? You got Muslims, you got Buddhists. Why come find me? Because they discerned that the Spirit of Jesus Christ was upon me. And they came and got me. And I put my hand upon this person, and I cursed the spirit of the stroke. I cast the devil out, and that lady lived past that stroke. Which means if I wasn't there, she could have died before her time. That means when you discern the Lord's body, you can save someone's life. When you discern the Lord's body, you can find someone that can cast out devils. When you discern the Lord's body, you give high honor to the vessel that God sends you. Now, when you start praying for discernment, and I know, folks, we start talking about discernment, they be, ooh, looking for the next devil. Ooh, he got six devils. She got seven. Ooh, that's witchcraft. We're always discerning stuff we want to discern. Why can't we discern what God shows us, like your stubbornness or your stuck-up religious mindset or your limited thing? Why can't you discern stuff like overlooking that senior citizen there who don't have any food in her house? Why can't you discern some spiritual stuff like that? Well, we discern stuff we want to discern. That woman there committing adultery, that man committing fornication. That's because you ain't got no man. Because you ain't got no relationship. So you prophesy through your own dense lenses. We always prophesy according to our own personal experiences. Discernment means to pull the veil back and see what God wants you to see at the time he wants you to see it. That's what discernment means. And so I'm telling you that this is why God wants to show the church how to operate in a true level of discernment, able to perceive what God is doing through individuals that he's sending to you. It's very important. Hello, Evangelist Denise and Caroline Williams. You got that right. So my prayer is, Lord God, make me sensitive to the people that are around me. Hello, Pastor. And so I'm asking God, hello, Sharon, God bless you. But give me a humility spirit, because I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm meeting. I met this truck driver today, this brother and his wife. And I met a couple that's so humble, and they're beautiful people. And they're building ministry. They understand the kingdom. They have some problem with some traditional church things. And we shared food today. We shared communion. We ate a pancake plate. That was our communion. We talked about the body of Christ. I met a nurse. I met a young brother that's into health and fitness. And we fellowship. I sharpened them. They sharpened me. There was a sharpening. And we enjoyed fellowship. To me, we had church today. It was a Sunday morning. We wasn't dressed with a collar. We wasn't hooping up our organ. We just shared the gospel. We shared experience, and we prayed in fellowship. They pumped life into me, and I pumped life into them. And then I turned around and invited them to my church service on Sunday. They said, they're coming. And they're only in town for a few days. God said, this is discerning the Lord's body. You took time out to meet with one of my messengers and a couple of my ambassadors I sent to your city. And I thank you, son, for taking our time to embrace them. And I just say, they're not my members. They're not around. They're not paying me tithes and offerings. See, that model is killing us. We have to be open to what God is doing. My prayer is just, Lord, make me sensitive to the people around me and the Lord's voice. Powerful prayer, President Crystal. And this is what we don't do. We like to only be around folk that's in our denomination, something that we only agree with. If they only think at the same level as we think, God forbid they think different. God forbid they challenge us. God forbid if they mess with our doctrine. Boy, we are crucifying someone. We need to ask God to help us glean from one another. That's why sometimes I love social media and Facebook, because I get to look at things from a different perspective. Instead of always I agree with everything that everyone's saying, shucks. Sometimes I don't even agree with me all the time 100%. But humility allows you to glean from different people and try to understand the own. I see that perspective. Sometimes I can say this. I see that perspective. I don't agree with it, but I see that perspective. I can see how you come to that conclusion. And sometimes I do like Arsenio Hall used to do. And ponder it. That's what Jacob did when Joseph told him the dream. He said he pondered it. So everything does not always deserve a yes or a no or an agreement, but it does deserve a respect and an honor and a listening to. Okay? Now let me go back to something else. I want to go to John chapter 6. Hold on. I want to go to John 6. And John 6, verse 29 says it like this, and I want you to see this. John 6, 29 says this, and this is very deep because it kind of shows me why the church does not walk in the miracles that she walks in, and why there's a high level of division in the body of Christ, and why we split over denominations and split over differences instead of focusing on what we agree on. And my spiritual daughter showed up Monday at the I Am Initiative, Pastor Sharon and Minister Danell, who are two of the most powerful women I've got in my life. And to watch them grow in their ministry, I'm so excited to have them reconnected to me. I give honor to their former pastor, Pastor John Bartolotta, who went to be on the view of the Lord. And I tell you, I am excited to be reconnected to them. Their daughters and their family have been a part of my ministry since 1990, and they've been some troopers, and they have not stopped ministry. They went out and God has reconnected them, and now they're connected to the I Am Initiative. And fasting so that you'll be able to have a sensitive spirit. I'm going to say it again. If I've lost you at www.mybroadcastddb.com, had a bad signal with background. We need prayer for ourselves to make us sensitive. Okay? Now, I'm showing you something, and I'm getting this sermon that's coming to me. Abraham Harrison, this tremendous man of God that Pastor Jason Rogers sent me. Watch this. He sent him to me. Watch this. He sent him to me. I spent 5 minutes with him at McDonald's, and the brother blew my mind. He is a tremendous teacher. He had the wisdom to communicate the gospel without sounding religious. He's ministering at Straight and Narrow. And I said, brother, I need you to adopt School 4. And because Pastor Jason Rogers sent him, I embrace him. I believe I'm the one whom Jason Rogers sent. So I embrace him and I celebrate him, and I'm looking forward to learning more about Abraham Harrison and him learning more about me. So there's a connection. There's a koinonia. There was a discern of the Lord's body. And listen to me, Trace. And listen to me. See, and this is what we're missing. Some of us could have missed a $1 million breakthrough, could miss our deliverance because we didn't expect our deliverance to come through an Abraham. We wanted our deliverance to come through a Tom or to a T.D. Jakes or Whitey the Bynum, but it came through Abraham Harrison. But you walked past him because he was not your cup of tea or your cup of coffee or your cup of milk. You better humble yourself, better sit your butt down and learn God, whichever way you want to bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Show me how to embrace who you have sent me. And this is how the Jews missed the visitation of Christ Jesus, because he did not come the way they expected. They wanted Jesus to come like David, with a sword, with power, with might. Destroy the Roman Empire. Put the Jews back on top. Just give us back the state of Israel and the city of Jerusalem, and give us a tabernacle with the law of Moses, and keep us rolling with the dough. And Jesus Christ said, nah, we come to do some changing, brother. We come to do some renovation. We come to have a new heaven and a new earth. There's some renovation going on. Ah, we don't want that. So you miss your visitation. You miss your discernment. God wants to bring you to greater, but because you miss your visitation, now your walls be turned down. Jesus cried over Jerusalem because they did not discern the Lord's visitation. So when God is visiting you through a man of God or a woman of God, embrace it. I'm looking forward to embracing Evangelist Denise Ramsey, because I met her through this Facebook stuff, and I'm embracing her. I've learned to embrace Jose Morales because God sent my number one fan. I'm embracing him. I'm embracing Crystal because God sent her to me. If God sends you someone, it's up to you to discern, is it for you or is it for someone else? And if God sends that one your way, you better embrace them. I don't care what your church folks say. I don't care what your family say. If God sends them, you better embrace them. If you plan to work the works of God, you better embrace them. If you want to work your flesh and try to figure out how to steal from Peter to pay Paul and try to make everything go your way, be very careful not to limit God, because God can bless you through a child. God can bless you through a mother. God can bless you through a deacon that can't even preach. I'm trying to tell you, stop getting cut off. It's better if last studio that power is facing whom God sends you. Now, I have a new engineer at DVD Radio, and I'm learning to embrace a brother named Mark. I'm learning to embrace him. Without him, I wouldn't have a show. My son, Juan Torres, God has shown him that he's doing a great work in his new sporting level, through the Safe City, through his initiative he does with Safe House Sports, his ability to be a lovable son. You know, it's funny, Juan Torres, my son, has been a wise young man how to deal with indifferences, how to embrace people, how to speak to people. He doesn't tell me he's much smarter than what he tells people. He knows sometimes how to tell people. He tremendous one that knows how to embrace. And it takes a spirit of maturity. It takes a spirit of what I call a level-minded thinker. So when you read the book of John chapter 6, I'm going to show individuals that are around you. Don't let your prejudices, don't let your biases, don't let your short-minded thinking block you from what God is trying to do. And sometimes we in our denominational circles and our own small-minded thinking will always kill anything that we don't understand. We'll always fear something that's new. But if you learn to be smart, and ask God to give you discernment, God will blow your mind. I discerned today a couple that blessed me at the Pancake House. And I met a new family who's looking forward to coming to church. To the mighty Son of God, God sent members to my church that came from Georgia. You mean God will send a truck driver from Georgia to come visit my little old church? Can you imagine that? God, I got folk you know nothing of. I got sheep ready to hear your voice, Pastor. I said, God, you are so good. God said, embrace he who I sent. Well, God's what it is. Look what John 6, verse 26 says. It says, John 6, 26, Jesus answered and said, I tell you the truth, you are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Verse 27 of John chapter 6, the gospel. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures into eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed the seal of his approval. Then they asked Jesus, what must we do to work the works of God? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe on the one that the Father has sent. I want to park my car there because I got to begin to close out on, of course, on DDV Radio. I'm going to take Mike live until 3 o'clock. But on DDV Radio, I want you to know, I want to invite you out on my church service on tomorrow, where at 9 o'clock a.m., done at 10:30 a.m. is a 90-minute service. This season is only 90 minutes because I'm doing what God told me to do it this season. 90 minutes at 535 Broadway, Patterson, New Jersey, 07514. Come out to the mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. Bring your tithes and your offers, and let's believe God. Thank you for listening to, of course, DDV Radio. Let's tune in next Saturday at 2 o'clock. I got to go. God loves you. God bless you.
Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.